Yes, sir, Mr. President. Hi, Jerry. How did the story this morning interest the boys?
It really did. Mel Laird played with him for about 45 or 50 minutes out here.
Yeah, he's great at that, isn't he?
He's awfully good. He
would be a great asset. You see, we have our plan now that with the briefing, we're going to sort of scatter it around a little, and we'll put him out there about once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be good.
I think he will. One of the leads said that President Nixon lured Melvin Laird out of semi-retirement to become his chief domestic advisor.
Yeah.
Then Laird went on to say the good relationship that he had had and that you had had with Congress and would continue to have.
Right.
We built up Al Haig as personal sacrifice.
It's a tremendous sacrifice.
It really is.
Gosh, it's a terrible thing he had to do.
It really is. Laird indicated, one wire saying that Laird indicated that the president would act soon to strengthen anti-inflation programs and defend the faltering dollar. He did say flatly that those who bet against the dollar are making a bad bet.
That's good.
Yeah.
We're going to act, but we're not going to act the way they want, but
right.
We have to do something.
Right.
We hope we're trying to get it together. We're not going to have it, I'm afraid, before this week, before the weekend is out, though. Just to be ready.
Uh-huh.
To do it Monday or so. Anyway, we'll see.
Right.
Okay.
I think it's playing very well.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What else is playing today? They got McCluskey on today?
They had a little wire story on McCluskey today, yes.
Had
nothing new.
Our boys didn't take him on, did they?
No, I haven't seen any reaction to that.
That was the way they were going to play it, just let him talk.
Yeah. Now, one thing for the wire service is in their benefit. They point out very high in all the stories recently that he opposed your war policy and ran against you in several presidential primaries.
That's right.
Which puts it in pretty good perspective.
For once, they do something.
For once, yes, sir.
Yeah, now, he was for impeaching me all along.
That's right. That's right.
In fact, he spoke about it last year.
Uh-huh.
What the heck, you know, that impeachment stuff. I think that's something that was talked about sort of semi-seriously 3 weeks ago, but it's changed a great deal, don't you think?
Oh, I agree. I think so.
Even those jackals out in the press room must realize that to their disappointment.
They do realize that, and they haven't raised that word or that issue for some time, and they asked me earlier this week about how the mail was running and whether the mail was running on resignation, and I told them flatly that the mail was running at least 4-1 in support of the president.
It is, too.
Oh, yes, sir. That's very accurate.
Very, very heavy.
Yeah, right.
That's very accurate.
Yeah.
And Al said he got a call from Califano expressing great disturbance about this story on the taps and saying that he and McNamara all denied that there was any such taps and so forth. So, boy, we really got them where the hair is short there. If that comes up, you can just point out if I don't suppose any of them are raising it, are they?
They're not. They really aren't.
They don't want to. They're afraid and scared to death of it. But just make it, if you can get a good wire service, get Cormier in and say, look, this story is based on a thorough search of the files by the FBI, and these numbers are totally solid.
Mm-hmm.
And that we're going behind we're looking into every file now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing. That's what they worry about.
Sir.
Are you going to put them out? Well, the president's under great pressure, too, but they don't know.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fun with them on that.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Very. Oh, Mello. Be quite out. Tonight, I'm going on the boat.
Oh.
Sequoia with Connolly, Haig, and Harlow.
Uh-huh.
And you can just say that after the intersection that I'm going out for them on the boat.
All right. That'll raise some speculation about Bryce.
Say, he's, there's nothing to say at this time.
Uh-huh.
Just say that. Just an old friend, and he goes along as a, you know.
Right.
He's like Connolly, basically, you know, kitchen cabinet. We can't keep it secret that he goes. You know,
no.
they all know when you go. They're watching. And
that's right.
So simply say that you can just let them know that I'll be on the square tonight with those three. And what are we going to talk about? We're going to the range of congressional relations and I wouldn't hit too hard on the economic. I don't want that built up too much this soon. Congressional
that's helpful.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we can finally get the guys a certain extent interested in it, isn't just them. But boy, when you, as I said, when the networks, Ehrlichman's deposition and the CBS one at least, and said, Mike, that Ehrlichman implied that the president was, and then you read it, and that wasn't what it said at all.
No, that's absolutely wrong.
It was a pretty rough shot, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. They said it was hearsay, but that doesn't diminish impact.
But Ehrlichman was not saying it. He was simply reporting.
That's right.
In his deposition with his own survey, it shown that Magruder had said this about Strachan.
Mm-hmm.
And that said that he thought the president wanted and so forth. Well, good gosh. Drop the president's names about the most god-awful things you can imagine.
They do.
Everybody knows that.
Yep.
So, what the heck?
Makes them feel big when they drop the president's name.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, Strachan denies it, so what?
Right.
What have you.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, sir.